Earth, Wind, and Fire. But we did have Tony's vision, so there's a, you know, the Lord really gave that to, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire back then, but he gave it to us this past Friday. And it's like he's saying, look at this. You know, even the world can understand what Christianity is if I give it to them. The words in there don't come from the earth. So he's talking about the throne. The world don't talk about the throne. He's talking about a new creation, right? You know, lift you up to the world that you belong. This is the kingdom of God. So you don't belong with this world here. And so somehow God gave, I don't know if it was Maurice or whoever it was back then, but gave him some, more than the words, must have given him an experience in the kingdom of God. And he had the courage to write it outside the church and went higher than churchdom, typical churchdom goes, right? And so we were in prayer Friday night, 6-hour prayer Friday night, and then one sister just starts singing it. One sister starts singing it. Out of nowhere, right? Hadn't heard the song in years. God's trying to tell, show us something. Get out of religion. Get out of the flesh. Get off the earth. Look, I gave it to a worldly group, so to speak. But somebody in that group is touching heaven. I think that's one reason why they got so popular back then, because they went beyond the genre of man. They were getting songs from heaven. You don't sing about the throne if you ain't going there. Now, where you got your song from? The throne. Church don't know how to do that yet. Who said that? Like what Byron said last night, you know, we're moved by emotions more than we're moved by heaven. See, if you want a preacher that'll toe tap and shout at you and make all kind of moans, and then that's moved by the flesh. Hispanic man said that. 26-year-old Hispanic man said that. Y'all waiting to be moved by your emotions. You're in the wrong realm. You're in the wrong realm. So all the New Testament is trying to get us in the spirit. All of it. Every bit of it. Trying to get us in the spirit. And so, you know, God always has like this remnant that he's saying, okay, you know, the world might still be going. He heard what the song said, in the world, your children's heart going to start to grow cold. They were warm when they born, but their heart's going to grow cold. Because that's the way of the world. Look at that pretty baby. Wait till they get on that toilet at 3.5. That's the way. It's a law. It's a principle. You have to get beyond the world and then get your children beyond the world. Isn't that what Kristen said? I got to learn how to get in faith. Then I got to get my children in past faith. You know, that's really why we're here. We got to walk in faith and get our children past. You know, this whole thing is sort of, it's sort of radical, really. You got to get your child to another world. People going to look at you right strange. What world? What are you talking about? Well, it's the kingdom of God. It's right there in the Bible. This is what. But it doesn't mean anything to us, you know. People read the Bible. Sometimes it scares me. By the way, I do read the Bible. I don't want to take this the wrong way. But sometimes it scares me. You know, if your emphasis is on it, but you don't know what's in it. I'll tell you what, Earth, Wind, and Fire didn't carry a Bible around. But they touched the realm. See, what's more important? See, if this is going to choke you, don't read it. I'm telling you, if it's going to choke you, don't read it. If it's going to enlighten you, read it. Read it every day. Read it 10 times a day. But if it's going to choke you and get you deeper in the world, throw it away. Right? See, that's the dilemma that the church has. Many people, I know the word. Pastor Jared. Pastor Jared. We got a new client back there. We got a new client with our child center. Man, that lady come in quoting some stuff. Just shouting, hiya, Papa. All old people, other visitors in the lobby, hiya, Papa. See, right away, we should be able to tell, you don't know nothing. It's such a thing. It's just simple order.
Come on now.
Come on. That's more spiritual than your ha, ba, ba. It's much more spiritual. Order is spiritual. Right? Something God's going to close the door to. I don't care how much we know. He's going to close the door. Because he's into order. Right? So your emotion get in the way. You see what I'm saying? See, your emotion get in the way. Scripture says we ought to always praise him. But look, not when you in the lobby with other people. Don't, you know. What did you say, lady? It's on somebody else's time. You know. You know, we have to learn the door into the spirit realm. We have to learn the door into the spirit realm. We have to learn the door into the spirit realm. There's a time and place for everything. And there's a grace for everything, right? There's a grace for everything, right? You find your space of grace and you learn to walk in it because none of our strength can do any good. So we can sort of overdo things in the natural that sound religious. Say stuff, do stuff. It's always good to praise God. Well, wait a minute. Can you do it inside here first? Thank God for this morning. Man, that was some good worship. We're Pastor Rob. Pastor Rob. Day. Anybody like Pastor Rob? That was the time. Let's make noise. Let's shout. Let's give him praise. But don't shout at the line at 7-Eleven. Right? Don't shout there. Just go ahead and get your Slurpee. That's crazy. I tell you, I love what's going on here. You know, God knows how to build his own house. And you know, we keep trying to help him. We keep trying to help him with our emotionalism, with our good works. We keep trying to help him with our efforts and our fleshly ways. That even though we're born again, we still got. We still have, you know. And this is, I love what we're saying up here. You know, mistakes are. We need mistakes are our background. That's a part of our life, you know. Mistakes are us. That's like toys are us. Mistakes are us. You know, you can't get rid of them. I mean, you're human. You'll always be human. And there's no room for our humanness in the kingdom of God. So even in the midst of our mistakes, we have to always go on the blood of Jesus. You can always need the cross. You can always need the cross. Not when you just get born again. You can always need it. Every day. Every day. That's the foundation of your life. The cross. I got saved by it. I stay saved by it. I continue to get saved by it. Because I'm still in my old, you know. But we learn. We learn what it means to grow in the spirit. We learn what it means when it says flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. We learn what that means, and we learn when we're in the flesh. Even when we think we're in the spirit sometimes. Right? I'm in the spirit today. Well, you're in the flesh, right? So, but we learn. We train. So I say, this is why I like what God's doing here. Slowly, he's showing us ourselves, and he's showing us our own flesh. And when I'm at 7-Eleven shouting, that's not the spirit. That's my flesh. At first, I thought it was the spirit. I said, wait a minute. All I did was saw Pastor Love do it, so I'm going to do it. There ain't nothing about the Holy. There's nothing about the Holy Ghost in this. But we have to learn. This is why I like what's happening in this house. That God's growing us up in the spirit. Remember what I said. Everything in the New Testament is about growing you in the spirit. Read the scriptures. Read the book to the Corinthians. Read the book to the Ephesians. Read the book to the Hebrews. Right? I want, you know, don't give away your faith. Don't give away your faith, but grow in it. This is what was said this morning. Don't give away your faith, but grow. Your faith groweth increasingly. What does that mean? You get more and more in the spirit every day. Look, you walk in the spirit, you live in the spirit, you sing in the spirit, you pray in the spirit, you poop in the spirit. Yeah. The Bible doesn't say that, but that's Kristen told us that. Everything you say, I need you to do it in the spirit. I need you to learn to do it in the spirit. Whether you walk, whether you read, whether you pray, whether you worship. You want to worship how? In the spirit and what? I need to learn how to do everything in spirit. Even though you're just flesh and blood, I'm going to take you out of the flesh and blood realm and teach you how to operate in this other place that Earth, Wind, and Fire talked about. You know, grow this, you know, the world in which you belong. You belong to the spirit world. How come they knew that before I did? I've been in church. She's good, isn't she? How come they knew that before I did? Because I was too far in church. And they more concentrated on the animal life than the spirit life. They concentrate on animal life. God's concentrating on spirit life, right? Earth, Wind, and Fire said, look, I'm going to let this church thing go for a minute so I can get out into heaven. Right? So here's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing with God. I've got to get you. This is why he said this. You're new creatures. You're part of a whole new creation. It's a new creation. It's not I'm going to shape up the old. I pronounce judgment on that old creation, period. It'll never get back to me. I close the door. It'll never, ever. There's no reconciliation. It's under death, period. There's no reconciliation. I close the door on it. It'll never get back. It can never find its way back. So then they say, that's why you got to go to a world that you belong, because that old one is closed. It's closed. It's closed. It's under judgment. It's under the judgment. See, that's the meaning of the cross. That's what I'm talking about, the cross. That's the meaning of the cross. That's the meaning of the cross. When Jesus died on that cross, all of us died with him right there. Because all of us were under the judgment of the old creation. He couldn't pick the old creation up. He had to start a new one. Are y'all following me? That's why we can't. See, that's why we can't live the way we used to live. It's not a matter of outward conduct. It's a matter of something new is on the inside of us that we follow. When you try to stop the old, you're still in the old. You can't stop it. The idea is join the new and let the new take care of the old. You understand? See, we fight to stop doing that, this and that. And God's like, don't, you know, you can't fight your way back. You have to just die to yourself and let the Spirit pick you back up. It's a new power. It's a new creation. It's a new way of worship. It's a new way of singing. Thank you, Pastor Ross and Brother Stan. It's a new way of playing bongos, Dre. It's a new way. It's a new way to raise your kids. It's a whole new way. You walk by faith. You live by faith. God shut it. He shut the old down. Bam. And you try to bring some of that old in with you, it won't work. See, it won't work. Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't have looked at Amanda. Because the baby going to be a part. See, they have an advantage on us, Rob. Because they understand the new creation better than we did when we were in church at their age. You know, Amanda's kind of like in her 20s or something. Zai. See, the baby's going to be a kingdom dweller. Already is. Already praying over him. Already singing songs over him. Already singing from heaven over him. Already part of the new creation stuff starting to get inside of him. It's a whole new order, guys. It's a new order. This is why I like what's going on in this house. See, a lot of people that we share this with, they cannot comprehend what we're saying. We're talking about new order. What's right there in that Bible you keep carrying? But your mind, your eyes are blind. Your eyes are blind to the mysteries and the secrets of the kingdom. I say to you, it's given to you to know this morning the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's given to you to know them. It's given to you to know those mysteries. Not to think like old men, like old creation men. So I just call myself old. Not to think like the old order. You don't think like the old order anymore. What did they say this morning? Nothing's impossible. Why? Because we think in the new order. There's no failure in the new order. All I got to do is come up to what God already designed for me. Not by human strength. And so here's the Holy Spirit. Here's the Lord this morning saying, tell them about the cross. Because it started, you know, God's like, Shelley say this, God's like a mastermind. Man, he knows stuff. Why are we fighting this stuff? So what? You know, we tumble over mistakes. God ain't about God. I don't care about your mistakes. All I need for you is to get your faith growing. Right. I don't care about your mistake. You're prone to them. You know, you're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, right? It's right there in that book again. A precious book. Don't stumble over this stuff. But allow the Holy Spirit to take your life. You know, understand that this door is shut over here. And as soon as I park myself in the new creation, the power of the new creation starts to lift me up. A power that of myself. That's what gets me out of the off the toilet. There's power in itself to do the work, right? It's like grabbing a sword and the sword starts picking you up. It starts picking you up. You start to lose consciousness of yourself because his abundance starts to take you over. And it's bigger than you are. And you start losing consciousness of your own need because the abundance starts taking you over. It's not like you're trying to formulate yourself into abundance with that crazy license tag you got. But an internal abundance starts to take you over. The next thing you know, like, sure, I'm abundant. You know, that's a part of the new creation. What else is there? I'm out here trying to get other people into it. I ain't care about myself anymore. glad day. Y'all should have heard Wednesday night. So, what I need to share real quick is about Cain and Abel. See, it started way back then, right? You know, when Adam and Eve fell, he said, "When you eat," he told him, "When you eat that, you're gonna die." Right? That's when the door shut. That's when he shut the door. That old creation is judged. You'll surely die, and it's not coming back to life. And it has not stopped. It has never stopped since then. But men have tripped over it from generation to generation. What do? We keep trying to work our way back. So you got Cain and Abel. And so you got Cain right there at the beginning, guys, right there at the beginning. And Cain says, okay, and I said, bring me a sacrifice, Cain, bring me a sacrifice, Abel, bring me a sacrifice. God had the same condition for both of them. And this is what you got to see. He had the same, you know, Cain was not a bad man. He was not a bad man. I'm going to bring my sacrifice just like Abel. Both of them bring the sacrifice. Both of them coming to the altar. There's something in there for both of them to say, we got to bring something to God. But you see, one of them didn't see that the door was closed. And so you got God loved them the same. He didn't have no favors. One of them, see, this is how blind we can be. One of them, this is just not Cain and Abel. This is humanity. This is humanity. You know, so we can look back down through time this morning. Look right back down through time, right? You know, because 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years, years, you know, 100 years is whatever. You know, we can look by the Spirit. We can look back down through time and say, look at Abel. And look at Cain. So he's Cain. Here's the mistake. Cain didn't see the door was closed. So listen, he comes. He nothing wrong with the type sacrifice and all that. But here's the problem. Here's Cain coming with his fruit, and he sweated to get it. He sweated. He got this beautiful fruit. Take my fruit. Listen. Look at my sufficiency. This is my fruit. This is what I grew. This is beautiful that I'm going to present. This is me. I worked hard for this. You know, you got to take this, you know. You got to take this. That's our problem. Can't you see what's happening to me? Why can't you take this? Why can't you solve my problems? Why can't you do this? Why don't you do this? Don't you know who I am? You know, I'm made in your image. I can do what you say, do, you know. But see, listen, here's Abel. What did Abel come with? He came with a dead lamb. And that lamb is just like me. I'm dead to that lamb here. I got nothing to give you but this substitute for who I really am. Yes, I realize I'm under judgment. And this lamb proves that I realize that I'm under judgment. Will you take this in my dead place? See, now you can pick out humanity. Because how many people you know think like that? How many people you know think of themselves like that? No, I'm an all right person. They won't take the sacrifice. They don't want a lamb. They don't want a lamb. And see, that's from the beginning of the world. And even at the end, you know who we're going to see at the end? A lamb that was slain from the beginning of the world. He's right there in Revelation 2. It never stops. It never stops. You see men's dilemma? It's that self-sufficiency. That self-sufficiency. I'm a man, you know. I can do it myself. Can't you see me? Don't you know you're dead and useless and worthless and nothing. That's the truth of the matter. And Abel was able to see it. See, the only thing that's going to open the door to the new creation is a dead lamb. The only thing. Yeah, God wants us to walk in the Spirit, but the cross has got to come first. You have got to be, all has to be on Jesus, you know. You can't live till you realize that you die. I always say to people, see, people, I know this is full of like a lot of thought, but you can get what I'm saying. It's deep, but you can get what I'm saying because your whole life depends on it. Not only to get saved, but also to keep growing. Because as soon as your human strength gets in the way, you're going to stop growing. As soon as your self-sufficiency gets in the way, like it always does. So when you make a mistake, God's going to say, that was you. That's your own pride and self-sufficiency. I don't care if it's the best. I don't care if it's the most innocent looking grandmother in the world. They can still have pride and self-sufficiency. That's a good person. Yeah, but they're still proud. We all got it. That's why I keep saying your mistakes are a part of you. Mistakes are us. But God's just revealed them to us as we go. And every time he does, we don't try to change. We say, God, here's my lamb again. Now bring me your strength to get out. Bring me your strength to get out. Bring me your strength to get out. That's what it means by carry your cross daily. Now what Jesus said about that. You're going to carry your cross daily, then you're going to start being like me. But if you stay in self-sufficiency, like Cain, So you got a whole race of people like Cain, don't you? You got a whole race of people like Cain. You got a whole race of people. Your next door neighbor. It ain't far away. Maybe somebody in your house. It's not far away. It's embedded in the fabric of life. It's not far away. But then God had one like Abel, the whole race like Abel too. There were fewer of them, but they were there. He was never going to let that race, that thing down. All the way up to Christ, right? And then beyond with Mike, even Mike. Sometimes. I had to get him. Guys, you know, one of the blessed things that happened in human history is when Israel got out of Egypt. What did they have to do to get out? They had to kill that lamb. They only had to kill that lamb. You know, and nothing, the cross, it's going to be the cross. They have to kill that lamb. What's dead in your history? What's dead in your history? What's dead in my history? Well, how much death is there behind me in my wake? That determines how much you grow in the Spirit. People say, I don't know what you're talking about the Spirit. Yeah, because you ain't never died of nothing. God said, I killeth and I make a lie. You know, here's the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. And people say, you know, here's that last curse. Remember that last curse, the 10th curse, the 10th plague came on them? The firstborn of everything. Somebody said, well, Israel's firstborn didn't die. Yeah, they did die. They died. They just, the lamb did it for them. They're always going to be death. They died in the something of the lamb in the until then God said, now I want you to walk in resurrection life. Now that you're dying to yourself, now you can walk in the kingdom. It's back there too. It's back there too. That's why I say it can be like heaven on earth after that. It's all through the fabric of society. You can't escape this. You can't escape this. You say, Pastor, I'm not, that message don't mean anything to me. Yeah, but you're living it whether you know it or not. One way or the other. Because you know, We would say in Romans, see, in Adam, all what? In Adam, everybody died. All of them died. Everybody died in Adam until you find the open door again. In Adam, the door closed. All human beings die in Adam. And here comes Christ. I'm the door. I'm the door. Somebody say, I want Christ. Are you foolish? I want him. I want more of him. Where's the next door? Give me the bigger door. I'm tired of that old stuff. I'm tired of that old stuff. Show me the new creation, right? Earth and the fire, if they can get it, we can get it. And they're going to some throne and we still, you know. Come on, man. I want to go to the world that I belong. Dying to that stuff, this stuff here through the Lamb, and let the Spirit take me up to a new creation. I love this stuff, man. I love this stuff. See, this kind of stuff here, the new creation gets newer every day. I can't even get enough of it. But it always is through the cross. And God gave us Cain and Abel to show us. And then his love is extended for us this morning that we can understand it better and say, God, don't let me try to go another way. Don't let me bank on a closed door. You know how we try. You know, Christian was saying we keep trying to do things in our own strength, right? There's nothing wrong with getting your hand in some poop if it's going to get you into the kingdom of God. I don't care how embarrassing it is. I don't care how nasty it sounds. But, you know, this is the same thing that this, didn't God do that with Naaman? I want you to bathe in this filthy water because you ain't going to touch the kingdom any other way. I'm gonna mess up your pride. I'm going to mess up your pride. You're still too full of yourself, Rob. But if it takes radical like that, then let it happen. Because this kingdom, you know, I'll sell all I have to get it. And it's right. And I love the scripture. And Jesus will say, the kingdom is among you. The kingdom is among you. The kingdom is right here. Among you. It's right there. But your sufficiency and pride is the only thing. You won't let me nail it to the cross with me. That you can walk in the newness of life. Heavenly, spiritual, abundance, joy, peace, healing. The poison has been pushed aside. It's all life and all godliness and all just love and comfort and righteousness, peace, and joy, it says in the scripture. In the Holy Ghost. He breathes it all in us. I'm not sure how to stop. Because I can feel God's heart for us. See, there's a lot of good people in the church, but if they don't have light, they don't have light. So as good as they are, if they can't get you to the heavenlies, then really your salvation is somewhat in vain to a large degree. That's why when you go down to some people and they're going to tell you how bad you are, instead of them telling you, once you get in the kingdom, let it lift you up to other places. I don't need to know how bad I am. This ain't pretty. Ask Glow. It ain't pretty. But she said, okay, more of the kingdom for him, Father. More of the kingdom. More of the sacrifice. The lamb. There's something about the sovereignty, the value, the holiness, the soberness of eating that lamb. All my consciousness of guilt goes away. I'm a new creature. I think I want Pastor Jerry to do today.
It's an old song. We shall knocked out. Is your all on the altar? Is your all on the altar? Sacrifice laid. Something, something, and everything slain. That's what the Holy Spirit is asking us today. He's inviting us. He's given us a personal invitation to lay us on the altar. To give it all up. To lay down all our strength. Lay down all of our wisdom. You know, Pastor, you mentioned somewhere in there about is given. Jesus told the disciple, it's given to you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom, but it's hidden from the world. So if you're not understanding the mysteries, you're still in the world. Bottom line, if your eyes are not being enlightened, if you're not seeing the kingdom, if you're not feeling the tug of the pull out of the world, out into the new creation, we can't work. I spent 50 years trying to work my way into the kingdom. I know y'all think that's ludicrous, but it is. That's what religion does for you. Pentecostalism told me to work my way into the kingdom. That was the spirit of Cain. The spirit of Cain is, I plant my garden, I till my soil, I usher, I sing, I dance, I give my tithes and my offering. I bring to you the sacrifice of praise. I. And it's also the spirit of Lucifer. The spirit of Cain, as he was ministering that, I was grieved because how many of our dear brothers and sisters are still lost in the other world? Because nobody, the revelation of the mystery of the kingdom has been revealed. We are sitting under something very precious here today. Right, Mother? We are sitting under something very precious. The mystery is given to us today to understand the kingdom and come into the new creation, live in the kingdom. And you don't have to try to do anything. You can put all your trying down. Put all your trying down. That's why so many people hate church, but they go to church. Come on now. They hate it, but they go. Because it's pride and it's show. They march down the altar, they march down the aisle in their beautiful robes and just got through fighting in the choir room. Jimmy's, am I right? Come on, y'all. The deacon board fighting. The mother board fighting. 50 years, y'all. Say 50 years. 50 years. More than that. I'm 69. I've been here 15 years. So over 50 years. Don't put on no makeup. Don't put on this. Don't do this. Don't take this off. Don't. And after all my trying, I still kept doing it. Because there was no kingdom in me. There was no cross in me. I didn't kill no blood. I didn't kill no lambs. And no lambs. No lambs died. Nothing died. Y'all might as well admit it. Nothing died in you. You just dressed it up a little bit more. Come on. You just dressed it up a little bit more. You learned a few more scriptures to quote over it. You covered it up with the word. That lady come in here every evening about to make me gurgitate now. She hits the door with, bless God, I'm highly favored and loved of the Lord, and Jesus is mighty good. Do you hear me up in here? That's how she come into our lobby every afternoon. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? What's she trying to prove? I was sitting in the office Friday saying, if she don't shut up, hurry up quickly. I had to kill some lambs in my office. A whole bunch of them, y'all. To keep from going out there saying, Miss, will you please? And I heard her telling somebody about, I've got 3 Bibles on my desk. And now they want me to move my Bible. And the devil is a liar. You're not there to read your Bible. He said, render unto Caesar what's due him. If you on that job. See? But we so confused about Christianity. And Jesus didn't want a reputation. Did he say, who do men say I am? I ain't never said who I am. I don't have to tell you I'm a Christian. I don't have to tell you. You don't have to see my Bible. If I live my Bible. If I live it, if the kingdom is exuding up out of me, if love is shifting the atmosphere, then somebody know, what just happened up in here? Pastor talking about 7-Eleven. If you got enough God in there, you go up in 7-Eleven and run everything out there without saying a word. They went in there to get a Jack Daniel and decided they had to leave. That man walked past me and I lost my appetite for my beer. For my bud. I left my bud. What happened? That man walked past me. I don't want my bud no more. But you want to go in there and give him a track. The kingdom. The kingdom is with demonstration and power. But not outward power. And inward power. Why 5,000 men besides women followed Jesus? And he hadn't said a word yet. He didn't start talking until he got to the mountain. We got it so twisted, mother. The mystery of the kingdom is being revealed to us in here today. But the world can't hear this. And if you sitting in here and can't hear it, you better get them worldly ears unplugged. Because it's only the kingdom. Only the kingdom. What did it say on our confession? For a kingdom that's going to last forever. That's not made by hand. We can't even make ourselves. Lord, I can't make myself stop doing nothing. Mike, nothing. How many times have I said I'm not going to get angry? How many times? How many times I said I'm not going to raise my voice? How many times? Many times. We have to learn how to just die. Keep what Chris says, stick your arm down in the toilet of your life and say, Holy Spirit, clean me up. Please, please clean me. Holy Spirit, here am I, filthy, nasty, poopy Geraldine. Please clean me up. He's dipping us this morning. He's dipping us this morning. So he's dipping us in his blood. Because it's only the blood can wash us whiter than snow. It's only the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world that was slain back when Abel. That lamb represented Jesus Christ. How come he get that? How did Abel get that? That I need to, because 6,000 years down, it's going to be another lamb. 4,000 was going to be a lamb for the Israelite. All through the Bible. You keep talking about those lambs being slain. We had to be willing to put it all on the altar. Every bit of me. And we have, you know what? And it's a moment by moment altar. It's not a Sunday morning altar. You can forget that. It's an every month. It's at what time is it? 12 who? 12:50 is going to be an altar. Come on now. And before 1 o'clock, it's sure going to be an altar. Because James going to say something to Rocky. and it's going to come out the wrong way. And before she know it, her head going to do that. Unconsciously. We don't even have to think about it. Because that world is in us. That fallen nature is in me. What he said, there is no good thing in me. The only good thing in me is, what did Jesus say? None good but the Father. If I don't get Jesus and the Father inside of me, there's nothing about me that's good. Nothing about me. Okay, how many degrees you have? How many theological schools you been to? I don't care how many scriptures you know. You're still not good. And if you're not willing to die, if you're not willing to lay down your life, Pastor said, when Christ died, we died with him. This ministry was formed because Pastor Gloria, this ministry shifted because Pastor Gloria had a dream some 16, 18 years ago. She went to sleep and she found herself dancing around a cross. And Jesus kept telling her, come lay on it. She said, oh no. This is what we do. We just dance around the cross. We just dance around it. Whoop, yep, that's the cross. We'll even take one and put it on our neck. Come on now. But we're not going to lay on it. We're not going to lay on it. And finally, she said she laid on it. But she found herself immersed in Jesus. It's not as bad. See, the devil has duped us. He knows that cross is victory. That cross is life. That cross is health. That cross is all that abundance that you're working 80 hours a week trying to get. That cross is your children's deliverance. Your neighbor, your coworker. If that woman that come in here every day would die. Yes. She talking about God gonna move them all. And I'm thinking, well, God move everybody. You won't have a job with your sister. I'm thinking to myself, you know, one and one is not adding up to be two. But we have to die. And it's a sweet death, y'all. Matt, I'm learning to love death. Oh, Matt. When I don't blow my stack anymore. Oh, Jesus. It's sweet. Do you ever look in the mirror and say, if you just, I call them out-of-body experiences. You act a fool, Tabba. You lay Chris out. And when you come to yourself, you go, Lord Jesus. Who was that? And you know what I used to always say? Where did that come from? That's that flesh. That's that flesh. See, that's the flesh. That's the flesh. And flesh is ugly. Flesh is stinky. Y'all think that poopy was stinky. Ooh, it's nothing compared to our nasty flesh. Our nasty attitude. Our nasty saved disposition. It's nothing nastier than a self-righteous spirit. Nothing stinks in God's nostril more than that. All he wants to see is his son's blood washing you. That's all he wants. That's all he's looking for. How much of my son in the cross is in you? That's what lifts us up higher, higher. That's the spirit. That's what walking in the spirit is. Walking in the cross, walking in his deliverance, walking in his strength, walking in his healing, walking in his joy. None of it is mine. None of it is mine. I can't make myself happy. I can't make myself. I can't make myself be at peace. Pastor Mike says, stop wasting your brain cells and just die. Just say, okay, God, this is the mystery of the kingdom right here today. This is the mystery of the kingdom. Letting him crucify you to all of you. Put it all on the altar. Every day, every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, every hour, every half an hour. Those are mistakes that Rod said. He takes all of them. Once we put them on the altar, he takes them. We don't have them anymore. And then he uses it for our good. But as long as we keep it, it's just poop. But if we realize that's my flesh, Jesus, put your blood on it, put me on the cross, crucify that in me. When stuff come up in me now, Pastor Glory, I say right quick, kill it. Kill it. Mother, I tell him quick, please kill it. Quick. Quick. Kill that quick. Thoughts, kill it. Sometimes we don't even say stuff. Thoughts, kill it. Kill it. Kill it, Lord. That don't represent Christ. That's not the kingdom. That's not the kingdom. He's building a kingdom in here. Pastor Love, he's building a kingdom in here. Welcome to the kingdom, Pastor Love. 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 He's establishing a kingdom, people up in here. A people that's going to last throughout all eternity. We leave here, but we don't leave here. How come we've had two people to go on to be home with the be with the Lord, and we're still seeing them? They still visiting us. Still visiting us. Joe came back last, when was I told you, Pastor? Friday or Thursday. I'm in my sleep. He was handsome, had both legs, walked up in here, went to the sound booth. This man right here, he's something, Pastor Gloria. I'm going to back up before I say that. When my son went home to be with the Lord, it was challenging. He rocked my whole world. And I had to have a reality check. But the Lord let him come see me. And when he came, Mike, you know what he told me? He said, you didn't believe the resurrection like you've been preaching. He told me. Why are you grieving? Why are you sad? He said, but Pastor told you. He knew I was alive. He said, didn't he tell you the other day at my home going that I wasn't dead, that I was alive? My whole life changed tremendously 7 years ago because heaven came into my midst. And Deborah, I was able to, he said, before I leave, hug me. I went on the inside of him and I touched heaven. I touched the glory of God. And everything about me is nothing in this world I won't desire or need. The resurrection is real, y'all. If we die, we'll live. We'll live here. We'll live here. And we'll cause life to come to other people here. Joe came up in here and went to the sound booth. I said that I had to preface that with Pastor and his resurrection power. He's not teaching, he's living it, he's believing it. My son told me, Pastor knew I was coming back. He knew I was alive. You didn't, Mama. He said, all that stuff you taught me as a child, you really believe it? See, I had to have a reality check. We say a whole bunch of stuff. We preach a whole bunch of stuff. And we talk a whole bunch of stuff. But when the rubber hits the road, what's really there? What's really there, y'all? Out of them 9,000 scriptures, you know, what's really there? What's really there? I was tested. I was tried, Bree. And I had to come up and say, God, I live and for God I'll die. And nothing in this world means more to me than heaven and the kingdom of God. Because I experienced it. Joe came, went to the sound booth. In my dream, he walks around the corner and said, thanks for coming to help me, Joe. Like he hadn't, you know. Resurrection is real. We don't want to believe it because it's a mystery. It's a mystery. He went home to be with the Lord, but yet he's here. Didn't Jesus go home resurrected, but yet he's here? What's the difference? What's the difference, y'all? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? But see, we haven't laid hold to the mystery yet, because he don't come see you. He don't visit you. You haven't behold his glory. You know, so it's just a, you know, fable story you read. But he's alive. We say Jesus is alive. And if Jesus is alive, I'm alive in Christ Jesus. In spite of me, I'm alive in Christ Jesus. In spite of me, in spite of me, Christ lives in me and supersedes all of me. Christ in me supersedes all of me and keeps beating me down to powder, Mike. And I used to not like it, but now I love it. Nothing like it. Get me. Get me, Lord. You know, the little children said, don't get me, don't. No. You want the Lord to deal with you. You want the Holy Spirit to reveal you to you. You want him to, you want to look in the mirror and not like what you see. But as long as you love what you see, you're going to stay the same. You're going to have to come out of that. God, I don't like being this way. I want to live in the resurrection. I want to live in the resurrection. I don't want to visit the resurrection, y'all. I want to live in the resurrection. He's cultivating something in this house. We can receive it. If we can receive it, the mystery of the kingdom is being revealed to us. We're going to have dreams and encounter. I'll prophesy it. He's going to open our eyes even wider. Our vision is going to get clearer. We're going to get washed more thoroughly until he have him a people. He's after a people, y'all. Deborah, he's after him some people that can come up and be with him. And live with him. Live in his presence. We get rid of all of us. Don't y'all know angels will be all around here and our eyes will be open. We be dancing with the angels. This stuff is real. We just have to get out the way. We have to be able to see. We have to see. See the kingdom. See Jesus. See the angels. See eternal life. See heaven. Oh God. Catch us up. Catch us up. Catch us up, I pray. I pray this afternoon, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice, that they will have a catching up experience. God, we're talking about the church, talking about they're waiting for the rapture. But God, even on this morning, the rapture means being caught up, being caught, catched away. God, catch us up. We should be being raptured every day. Every day I'm a little bit higher. I'm a little bit closer. So, Father, I pray that you would catch everyone under the sound of my voice up. That they will have a rapturous experience in the spirit of the living God. That they'll touch the altars of heaven. They'll see you around your throne. They'll find themselves in the world where they really belong. Do it, I pray. Look no further for that people. Let us be that people. Let us be that people, we pray. Skin us down until we are like you, Jesus. For whatever we behold is what we become. Help us to behold your face and see you in all your glory. I pray now for this people, for our children and our children's children. That the world would not no longer make their hearts grow colder, but the warmth of your love will begin to melt the ice in their heart. We pray now. We pray for the next generation and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. God, that 100 years from now, there'll be your kingdom will be so broad. Because not only are we getting the mystery, but the mystery for our children is being revealed and our children's children. As Cammy said, nothing is impossible when you go to Jesus. God, if a 7-year-old can get it, help us. Help us, we pray tonight, today. Help us. Let these words not fall on stony ground and cause the root to grow deep until your kingdom is manifested. until your kingdom is manifested and it becomes a reality in every life in here today. We honor you for honoring us enough to come and minister life like this to us. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you for the messenger of this house, the angel, oh God, that you sent before us. We ask that you would keep him, that you would cover him with your blood, that you continue to keep on slaying him. My prayer, keep on slaying him. Slay him some more, because the more you slay him, the higher he go, and the more revelation he get. The more wisdom comes to us. So, Father, we thank you for him. Continue to shod his feet with the preparation of the gospel. Keep him in all of his ways. His going out, his coming in, his uprising, and his downsetting. Let it be all in you. Let it be all in you, we pray. As he be the example to us to lead us into the kingdom. We bless you. As heaven rolls off of him, let it roll on us. Jesus, my Lord. As the living water spread out, sprout up out of him, let us catch it and drink it. And quench the deserts in our souls. God, I bless you and I thank you for posturing us, PWM, Prevailing Word Ministries, and all that's attached and all those that are coming. In Jesus' name we pray. You're dismissed.